Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Sharakaya Shakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gravi Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Uttaparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganalalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarupyascha Kripasinubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gopabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ekam Shastram Devakiputra Gitam Eko Devore Vakiputra Eva Eko Mantras Tasya Namaniyani Kamapi Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Wow, Hare Bol. Today we are reading 10:37 from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Vrishinam Vasudevosmi. Vrishinam Vasudevosmi. Pandavanam Dananjayaha. Muninam Apyam Vyasa. Kavinam Mushana Kavihi Rishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Mushana Kavihi Rishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavihi. Rishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi Vrishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi Vrishinam. Of the descendants of Vrishni Vasudevaha Krishna in Dvaraka Asmi. I am. Pandavanam. Of the Pandavas. Dananjayaha. Arjuna. Muninam. Of the sages. Api. Also. Aham. I am. Vyasaha. Vyasa, the compiler of all Vedic literature. Kavinam. Of all great thinkers. Ushana. Ushana. Kavi. The thinker. Translation in purple by Stephane Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Of the descendants of Rishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyasa, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. Purport. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Baladev is Krishna's immediate expansion. Both Lord Krishna and Baladev appeared as sons of Vasudev, so both of them may be called Vasudev. From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. Vasudev in Krishna's immediate is Krishna's immediate expansion, so Vasudev is not different from Krishna. It is to be understood that Vasudev referred to in this verse of Bhagavad Gita is Baladev or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnations, and thus he is the sole source of Vasudev. The immediate expansions of the Lord are called Svangsha, personal expansions, and there are also expansions called Vipinangsha, separated expansions. Amongst the sons of Pandu, Arjuna is famous as Dananjaya. He is the best of men and therefore represents Krishna. Among the Munis, or learned men conversant in Vedic knowledge, Vyasa is the greatest because he explained Vedic knowledge in many different ways for the understanding of the common mass of people in this age of Kali. And Vyasa is also known as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, Vyasa also represents Krishna. Kavis are those who are capable of thinking thoroughly on any subject matter. Among the Kavis, Ushana, Shukra Acharya, was the spiritual master of the demons. He was an extremely intelligent and far-seeing politician. Thus, Shukra Acharya is another representative of the opulence of Krishna. Again the verse. Vrishinam vasudevosmi pandavanam dananjaya muninam apyang vyasa kavinam ushana kavihi. Of the descendants of Rishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyasa, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. So, in this section of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna continues to explain his opulences. In text 16 of the 10th chapter, Arjuna requested Lord Sri Krishna to explain how he exists in his operating aspects in his different energies for the benefit of the common people, and especially for the impersonalists, because these people, they are usually focus their interest on these aspects, on the different energies, how God is all-pervading, or the absolute truth, or all knowledge, and so these different things. And now Arjuna requested Lord Krishna to kindly explain this, and Lord Krishna is speaking these things. So in today's evening verse, Lord Krishna continues to describe his greatness. Actually, he's explaining how he's great in detail. Because first of all, we, conditioned living entities, we need to get some idea of who is God. So therefore, he is explaining how he is great. For example, if you want to enter a relationship, make friendship with somebody, with another person, then first of all also we have to know a little about the person, right? So we speak or we do something together, you know, to grow more together. So this Bhakti Yoga process is also about our reawakening, re-entering our forgotten relationship with Krishna. So therefore, we have to follow the same procedure. In this verse, particularly in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the Vasudev in this verse, even though in the word-by-word translation, Srila Prabhupada translates Vasudev as Krishna and Dvaraka, in the purport he nonetheless explains how this Vasudev can also relate to Balaram, or actually he is referring to Balaram, and he's giving two arguments. One, he's saying Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So, therefore, this Vasudev is an expansion of him. And then he says that he relates this Svangsha and Vibhinangsha expansions also to the same thing. Basically, this Svangsha expansions, which means the personal expansions of Lord Krishna, they are, for example, Krishna in his Rasa Lila, he expanded into the same forms, had with the same characteristics, you know, so many thousand times. And also, when Krishna married his queens in Dvaraka, he expanded also himself. It was the same person, the same supreme personality of Godhead, with same features and everything. But then, Lord Baladev, the first, a little different incarnation of Krishna, is also non-different from Krishna, but in one sense he is different. He has a different complexion. And he is the servant of Krishna. He is not as powerful. Therefore, Baladev, for example, is also leaning on the shoulder of Krishna when we see this Krishna Balaram deities, because Krishna is more powerful than him. But these Vibhinangsha expansions, separated expansions, they are the origin of all further expansions. For example, the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, also the different Lila avatars, they are, except Lord Krishna, of course, they are all expansions of this manifestation of Lord Baladev. Because they are all different. They are not identical with Lord Krishna, but they are a little different. Different features, different manifestations of his potencies, and so on. So we can see that Lord Krishna, he does not even have to directly manifest himself in other forms. For this purpose, he has Balaram. And if Lord Krishna desires something, for example, the cosmic manifestation, basically he just glances over the material nature and everything happens automatically. So these are some of the few aspects why Krishna is so great, and that, you know, help us to understand who this personality of Krishna actually is. I want to read one purport, or part of a purport, of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where this significance is further elaborated. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and all his plenary portions and extensions of plenary portions are non-different from one another, and thus the supreme independence is in each and every one of them. In order to provide this, to prove this, Shukadev Goswami, as promised to King Parikshit, describes herein the independence of the Purusha avatar, personality of Godhead, even in the sphere of the material creation. Such activities of the Lord are also transcendental, and therefore they are also lila, or pastimes of the Absolute Lord. Such pastimes of the Lord are very conducive to the hearers for self-realization in the field of devotional service. Some may argue, why not then relish the transcendental lila of the Lord as exhibited in the land of Mathura and Vrindavan, which are sweeter than anything in the world? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur replies that the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan are meant to be relished by advanced devotees of the Lord. Neophyte devotees will misunderstand such supreme transcendental activities of the Lord, and therefore the Lord's pastimes in the material sphere related to creation, maintenance, and destruction are virilely relishable by the Prakriti or mundane devotees of the Lord. As the yoga system, mainly based on bodily exercises, is meant for the person who is too much attached to the bodily conception of existence, similarly the Lord's pastimes related to the creation and destruction of the material world are for those who are too materially attached. For such mundane creatures, the functions of the body and the functions of the cosmic world through physical laws in relationship with the Lord are also therefore included in understanding of the lawmaker, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The scientists explain the material functions by so many technological terms of material law. But such blind scientists forget the lawmaker. The Srimad Bhagavatam points out the lawmaker. One should not be amazed by the mechanical arrangement of the complicated engine or dynamo, but should praise the engineer who creates such a wonderful working machine. That is the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee. Devotees are always full with praising the Lord, who directs the physical laws. In Bhagavad Gita, the direction of the Lord upon the material nature is described as follows. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hitunanena kaunteya jagatvi parivartate. The material nature full of physical laws is one of my different energies. Therefore, it is neither independent nor blind. Because I am transcendentally all-powerful, simply by my glancing over material nature, the physical laws of nature work so wonderfully. The actions and reactions of the physical laws of work on that account, and thus the material world is created, maintained, and annihilated again and again. Men with a poor fund of knowledge, however, become astonished by studying the physical laws, both within the construction of the individual body and within the cosmic manifestation. And foolishly they decry the existence of God, taking it for granted that the physical laws are independent, without any metaphysical control. The Bhagavad Gita 9:11 replies to this foolishness in the following words. Avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashvitam parang bhava majananto mamabhuta maheshvaram. The foolish men, mudha, do not know the personality of Godhead in his eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The foolish man thinks of the transcendental body of the Lord as something like his own, and therefore he cannot think of the unlimited controlling power of the Lord, who is not visible in the acting of the physical laws. The Lord is, however, visible to the naked eyes of people in general when he descends himself by his own personal potency. Lord Krishna incarnated himself as he is and played very wonderful parts as the Lord himself, and the Bhagavad Gita concerns such wonderful actions and knowledge. Yet foolish men will not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Generally, they consider the infinitesimal and infinite features of the Lord, because they themselves are unable to become either the infinitesimal or the infinite. But one should know that the infinite and infinitesimal sizes of the Lord are not his highest glories. The most wonderful manifestations of the Lord power is exhibited when the infinite Lord becomes visible to our eyes as one of us. Yet his activities are different from those of the finite beings. Lifting a mountain at the age of 7 years and marrying 16,000 wives in the prime of his youth are some of the examples of his infinite energy. But the mudhas, after seeing them or hearing about them, decry them as legendary and take the Lord as one of them. They cannot understand that the Lord Sri Krishna, although in the form of a human being by his own potency, is still the Supreme Lord with full potency as the Supreme Controller. When, however, the mudhas give submissive and oral reception to the messages of the Lord as in Srimad Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam, through the channel of disciplic succession, such mudhas also become devotees of the Lord by the grace of his pure devotees. And for this reason only, either in Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Lord in the material world are delineated for the benefit of those men with a poor fund of knowledge. So I found this purport pretty much befitting to explain a little bit more why this knowledge about the specific greatness of the Lord is really important for us, relating to us, because we are still not yet elevated enough to understand that the Lord's body is, is we are not on the Brahma-Bhuta platform, basically. We don't understand that we are the spirit self. So therefore, we tend to attempt to understand the Lord by our own senses and speculations, pratyaksha and anumana. But this is not going to work. Srila Prabhupada explains in this wonderful purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.10. He explains that actually we need to hear from the bona fide source through the channel of the disciplic succession from the Vedas. But also the Vedas include many different parts, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the mature fruit of the Vedas and is the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra, which are concerned, the Vedanta Sutra is mainly concerned with explaining how to study the Upanishads, with Jnana Kanda, which is already above Karma Kanda, so it's already a little bit above. But still, usually the concept that one can get by studying the different Upanishads is that of Brahman, and is differently described, sometimes Nirguna Brahman, sometimes Saguna Brahman. And Srila Prabhupada also said that still this description as Brahman is misleading, because this is not the final feature of the Lord. It's not the supreme feature. So, Sri Krishna explains also in the fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Yeyatamam prapadyante tam stataiva vajamyaham mama vap manuvartante manushya padasavashaha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path and all respects, O son of Prita. And the purport to this verse 4.11, Srila Prabhupada explains how Krishna is actually the goal of everyone in his different features. For example, if somebody is interested in gaining opulence, fame, or beauty, or something, the Lord, Sri Bhagavan, Bhagavan means he possesses the six opulences in fullness, in completeness. What are the six opulences? Beauty, fame, wealth, power, knowledge, and austerity. So we can see whatever is beautiful, or whoever is famous, or whoever is powerful in this world has a lot of influence. So normally, the common people normally aspire for these things, right? So if one does not, if one is not familiar with the Vedic literature, then one has, ideals or idols. I don't know if this is the same in Germany, like some pop stars or some politicians or some, great people, idols, huh? Yeah. So usually one worships these people. But what does one get by worshipping them? Even though one may serve them very nicely and also become elevated, this, even one gets some money or also fame, these things are very limited. And also by following, for example, the Karma Kanda path, of the Vedas, that means by being pious, by offering sacrifices to the demigods, to his forefathers and everything, one can gradually actually elevate oneself and even attain higher heavenly planets. Because we should never forget that this life is not the last life, right? The soul is eternal, the body is not. So therefore, the soul is wandering. And because the soul is wandering, Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes the living entity, he gets some good karma, gets maybe birth on a heavenly planet, and sometimes he gets some lower species of life, maybe some animal form or something. And he explains, in such a way, the living entity is like on a wheel. You know, sometimes the children, they like to sit in this, carousels, in this big, like on the... Huh? How? Yeah, giant wheel. Exactly, this giant wheel. Sometimes we are sitting on this giant wheel, right? We're trying to enjoy the perspective from the top, and sometimes we are down. So in this sense, the living entity is wandering in the cycle of continued rebirth, which is very inauspicious, because after all, this material world is temporary and full of miseries. I want to read a little bit more from Srimad Bhagavad Gita to these things. But first of all, there are three different people who, or four different classes of people who have different desires. Because we read this verse 4:11, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly, right? So there's kamis, pious fruited worker, also vikamis and ugrakamis, those who are not pious and they definitely have more to suffer. So then jnanis, that are also transcendentalists, but they aspire for moksha karma. Whereas the fruited workers, they're full of material desires. Then there are also yogis. Yogis, they are also full of desire for mystic powers, for example, as long as they get not further realized. Then bhaktas. Bhaktas are usually the devotees of the Lord. And just today I heard one class from Srila Prabhupada where he was emphasizing, or he was on a morning walk conversation, and Srila Prabhupada explained that actually a devotee means a pure devotee, because otherwise we are still on the Prakrita platform, on a material platform, where we are contaminated and everything. And the bhakta, the pure devotee, he is completely free of any desire except the desire to want what Krishna wants. So he is the perfect servant of Lord Krishna. He doesn't have any separate ideas. Okay, let me enjoy like this, let me try to, you know, become famous or happy in this way. But he just understands that actually my supreme goal, my supreme welfare lies in pleasing the Lord. So these three different classes of people, the transcendentalists, then the jnanis, and the kamis, or sakama, moksha kama, and akama people, they all worship to some, or in some aspect, the Lord. Because the Lord is the source of everything. He is supplying the yogis, the mystic perfections, the cities. He is also a super soul in the heart of every living entity, where he is observing the ways and also controlling the ways of all living entities. He is, as Paramatma feature, the Lord is even reminding us on our desires that we have had maybe in a previous birth. We were thinking, oh, let me, you know, in this body I couldn't enjoy, then let me become this, you know, maybe a forefather or a demigod or something, you know. Let me enjoy a better facility, basically. So then, okay, we take birth again, and the Lord reminds us, because we tend to forget, right? Upon the birth and death, we forget everything. So then the Lord, from within the heart, he inspires us. Look, in your previous lives, you cultivated this and this tendencies, you acted in this way, you had this and these desires. So in this way, the living entity just connects, continues further on his path, on of his wandering. And also, for the bhaktas, Srila Prabhupada explains, the Lord also reveals himself according to the loving propensity. There's different rasas that one can enjoy. So the Lord reciprocates with all of us. And he is the one that supplies everything. He is the substance of everything. That is his greatness. So I would like to read just a few verses from Bhagavad Gita, from the 9th chapter, that further describe the Lord's greatness. It's starting from the text 16. And the Lord says, but it is I who am the ritual. I, the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant. I am the butter and the fire and the offering. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, Sama and Yajur Vedas. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place and the eternal seat. So here the Lord explains his different features a little more, how we can meditate upon him and getting to know him. Srila Prabhupada here in 21, verse 21 from the 9th chapter in a purport, he explains, one who is promoted to the higher planetary systems enjoys a longer duration of life and better facilities for sense enjoyment. Yet one is not allowed to stay there forever. One is again sent back to this earth upon finishing the resultant fruits of pious activities. He who has not attained perfection of knowledge, as indicated in the Vedanta Sutra, Jamaryasya Yataha, or in other words, he who fails to understand Krishna, the cause of all causes, becomes baffled about achieving the ultimate goal of life, and is thus subjected to the routine of being promoted to the higher planets, and then again coming down, as if situated on a ferris wheel, yeah, exactly this giant wheel, which sometimes goes up and sometimes comes down. The purport is that instead of being elevated to the spiritual world, from which there is no longer any possibility of coming down, one simply revolves in a cycle of birth and death on higher and lower planetary systems. One should better take to the spiritual world to enjoy an eternal life, full of bliss and knowledge, and never return to this miserable material existence. So, in summing up and coming to the conclusion of this class, in this verse again it was mentioned how important it is to attain the perfection of knowledge, that we really get familiar with the Lord. Otherwise, we may have so many concepts, so many upadis that are still covering us, and also that are covering our conception of God, so that we cannot really know him. Right? Krishna, he says in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that one who knows me in truth, my transcendental nature and appearance, he will become transcendental also ultimately, right? He will gain to his abode, and this is what we are aspiring for. So therefore we need to systematically study these things in a proper authorized way through the parampara system. And we have this wonderful book Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's very very unique book. So then in chapter 15 the Lord explains a little bit more that by knowing Lord Sri Krishna, one engages in his transcendental, loving, devotional service. And in 7:19, this is the verse, Bahunam jamanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudulavaha. I'll read this shortly, 7:19. The Lord explains that somebody who is grounded in knowledge, jnanavan, after many, many births, thousands of births, bahunam, jamanamante, he finally surrenders unto Krishna, knowing him to be the ultimate source of everything, Vasudev, and the cause of all causes. And he says that such a soul is very, very rare. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that to see the Lord as Vasudev or as Paramatma, everything, the all-pervading feature. This is what we were speaking about this evening in the verse. It explained that, Sri Krishna explains Arjuna, who inquired from him that please explain how you exist in your all-pervading feature for the benefit of the common people and the impersonalists, because that's their level of understanding. And now here, Srila Prabhupada explains that such a universal vision of Vasudev in the Paramatma feature, Brahman and Paramatma feature, precipitates one's full surrender. And this we can also see when coming back to the common relationships we try to cultivate with other living entities. Only by gaining more confidence in a person, right? By gaining knowledge about the person, by having some experience together with the person, our relationship with the person really becomes strong. We gain faith, and then ultimately we can also put our faith there. And this is what surrender actually means, that the more and more we trust in Krishna through the process of realizing this knowledge by applying it in our daily life, and in this way getting the transcendental vision, even within this material world. And this will strengthen our faith. Whenever we get some small realizations or bigger realizations, and the Lord is revealing these kindly in our hearts due to being pleased by our endeavors in devotional service, then we gain more confidence in Him. And by gaining more confidence, we can again do a next step and surrender to Him more closely. So thank you very much. Do you have questions, comments? Yeah, we spoke about this verse 4:11 in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Yiyatamam Praparyante, that as one surrenders to the Lord reveals him accordingly. But of course, there's also, it's not an invitation to be lenient. Of course, you know, everybody is accommodated in the Lord's plan, and the Lord is caring for everybody. But for some people, this may mean, because they were such a nasty persons, to suffer in hell. And who really wants this? Normally nobody wants to suffer, right? But, so therefore it's good to cultivate knowledge and not just act on the level of karma, vikarma, or even karma kanda, different levels of karma yoga, but to understand that what is actually our real self-interest. And this starts with philosophy or different religious things. And now here Srila Prabhupada several times explained that Bhakti Yoga is not another religion. Actually, it is a science. The science of how we can reconnect with the Lord. And it is also a culture. So therefore, this is really distinct from any other things that are there in the world. Many other different religious processes. Many, many different philosophical theories and conceptions that are ultimately just mental speculations. So the Lord is really giving us these books so that we can get to know Him. Okay, so now let's finish here because the devotees are so eager to chant the Lord's holy names. If you like, you can also stay. Thank you very much. Granta Tat Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi.